Masechet Berachot, Perek Tet, Mishnah Aleph. This Perek is going to talk about the obligation to praise and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the goodness that He has done for us, that He continues to do for us. And Hachamim, in order to establish that a person should do that properly, they made sure that we have Berachot for certain moments in time, or for when we encounter certain things. They made sure that we have Berachot with Shem U'Malchut. There's a machloket amongst the Rishonim, do the Berachot in this Perek have Shem U'Malchut? Do they include the name of God and the recognition of His kingship, which means Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam? And it seems to be the mainstream opinion of most commentators is that we do say these Berachot with Shem U'Malchut, and that's the practice that we have nowadays. The Mishnah says, Haro'e Makom Shena'asu Bo Nisim LeYisrael. A person sees a place where miracles were done for the Jewish people. Omer Baruch Sha'asa Nisim La'avotenu Bamakom Hazeh. He has to say, blessed are you Hashem, who performed miracles for our forefathers at this place. And the Bar Tinura points out that it has to be a majority of the Jewish people went through this. For example, he's talking about the splitting of the Yamsuf, you're talking about the splitting of the Yarden, or you're talking about when somebody sees the stone that Moshe Rabbeinu sat on when he was fighting Amalek. If a person sees that, he says this beracha. The Bar Tinura also tells us that if a person sees a miracle that happened to him, he also has a beracha. Baruch she'asa li nes b'makom hazeh. Blessed you Hashem, who performed a miracle for me in this place. If a person sees somewhere that he went through a miracle. And he also points out that if a person sees a makom, a place where a miracle happened to either his father or his grandfather, he says, Sha'asa nes la'avotai ba'makom hazeh. A miracle happened to my ancestors at this spot. Mishnah continues and tells us, Makom shene'ekra mimenu avodat kochavim, a place where idol worship was uprooted, says, Baruch she'akar avodah zarah me'arsenu. Blessed you Hashem, who uprooted idol worship from our land. And the commentators point that over here as well, that we're talking specifically only in Eretz Yisrael over here. Only if a person sees a place of idol worship in the land of Israel does he say this beracha. But if he sees a spot in the Chutz La'aretz, in the exile, where Avodah Zarah was uprooted, he says, She'akar Avodat Kochavim b'makom hazeh. From this place, who uprooted the Avodah Zarah from this location. Masechet Berachot, Perek Tet, Mishnah Bet. This Mishnah is going to start off by talking about all situations where someone experiences something from the natural world of Hashem that's so powerful that you have to say a beracha at that moment. Mishnah says, Al Hazikin. If somebody sees a shooting star or a meteor or a comet, Al Hazivaot, or experiences an earthquake, Al Berakim, or sees lightning, Al Hare'amim, or hears thunder, Al Ruhot, or sees very powerful winds, which is like a hurricane, Omer Baruch Shekoho Ugvurato Male Olam. He says, blessed you Hashem, whose strength and might fill the world. Since a person could see and experiences all of these things from a very far place, it doesn't only happen right at the moment. A person could see lightning from very far, for example. He says, whose strength and might fill the entire world. The Mishnah continues and says, Ale Harim, on seeing mountains, Ve'ale Geva'ot, or hills, Ve'al Hayamim, or seeing seas, Ve'al HaNeharot, or rivers, Ve'al HaMidbarot, or deserts, Omer Baruch Oseh Ma'aseh B'reshit, a person says the Beracha of, who makes the work of creation. You're looking at something that was created from Hashem during the creation of the world. Obviously not talking about a river or a lake that's man-made. I'm talking about something here that's made from Hashem that was here for a very long time. A person says the Beracha, he's inspired, he's in awe of the creations of Hashem, so therefore he has to recognize those creations. Halacha l'maaseh, the Bar Tinura tells us that if a person wants to say, Baruch Oseh Ma'aseh Bereshit, who makes the work of creation, also on the thunder, the lightning, and all of that, that we had in the beginning of the Mishnah, that Beracha also works if he wanted to do that. The Yalkut Yosef brings down, bottom line halacha, that when it comes to lightning, a person says, Baruch Oseh Ma'aseh Bereshit. When it comes to thunder, a person says, Shekoho Gvurato Male Olam. That's how the halacha all falls out. through the works of the Rishonim. The Ben Ish Chai though comments and says all of these berachot don't happen with Shem Malchut. He says nowadays we have so many sefekot, we have so many doubts. Did I say the beracha immediately after seeing the thunder? This and that. So Ben Ish Chai says we don't say these berachot with the name of Hashem. Barachama Vadya says it's tough for him to say that you don't say the name of God with these berachot. These are berachot brought down in the Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch is posek to say these berachot with Shem Malchut, the name of God. So, of course, the Chacham Avadia says we're going to say them with Shem Malchut as well. Chacham Avadia also comments that if a person does see thunder and lightning happening simultaneously, a person says just that one beracha of Shekoho Gvurato Male Olam in order to fulfill both of them at the same time. Mishnah continues and says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, if a person sees the great sea, he says the beracha of who made the great sea. Rabbi Yehuda says, just like we had earlier in the Masechet about bread and wine, those were hashuv, they were unique, and they were unique foods. We have to give them their own beracha because they're special. Same thing when it comes to the Yam HaGadol, the great sea, we also have to give it its own beracha. Bottom line though, we don't say this beracha nowadays because we don't really know what the Great Sea is. We don't know specifically what type, what ocean this Mishnah was talking about, so we do not say this beracha. Mishnah continues and says, "Bizman shero'e oto lefrakim." All of these situations we were talking about, not the beginning of thunder, lightning, and all that, but the rivers and mountains and deserts. And same thing here with the Yam HaGadol. It's only talking about if a person sees them, liprakim, intervals, which is every 30 days. It's only if he goes a certain amount of time without seeing it, which is 30 days, can he say any of these berachot. Mishnah continues and says, Al HaGeshamim ve'al HaBesurot Tovot Omer Baruch HaTov ve'HaMetiv. If a person experiences in the middle of a drought, rains, or he hears good news, he says, Baruch HaTov VeHametiv. This type of rain is only talking about, says the commentators, if he's owning a piece of land in partnership with somebody else. The Baruch HaTov VeHametiv literally means God who is good and does good. And we interpret that to be who does good to the one saying the beracha and does good also to others. Tov VeHametiv. So only if it's done to two people does this beracha take place. And that's why same thing with the birth of a baby boy. We say with the birth of a baby boy, it's good for the father and the mother. And therefore, the beracha of HaTov HaMetiv takes place, or the inheritance that two people receive. HaTov HaMetiv happens right at that spot. Val Shemu'ot Ra'ot Omer, Baruch Dayan HaEmet. If a person hears very bad news, he says, Baruch Dayan HaEmet, blesses the true judge. We're recognizing by saying this beracha that we have belief that Hashem's judgment is fair and that we're going to accept the judgment of Hashem, whatever happens, with a certain understanding that Hashem is doing everything to us through love. And we say this after experiencing the death of a loved one or a major financial loss. We know everything is mitoit barach, and even though right now we can't fully understand how it happened, we have to know that it all happens with a certain judgment of Hashem that is fair and true.